You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. And today, it is May 13th, 2015, and it's the time of graduation ceremonies here at the University of British Columbia, the time when all of us who have just graduated sit and wait for our turn to walk across the stage to get our diplomas, when our guests sit in the audience and wait patiently, cameras at the ready to snap a picture of us as we're going across the stage. An hour and a half or 2 hours, however long it may take. I'm actually going to have my own next week too, but that's a discussion for another time. I can't wait to put my family through that, waiting for all those people to cross the stage before me. And it especially sucks too, because my last name starts with a Z. So yeah, well, you can't deal with that. You can't really fix that though. That's not important. For now, I got some tracks lined up and we're gonna go ahead and get started. First up, Korean boy band VIX with their song Eternity, released in June of 2014. This is easily one of VIX's best songs, hands down, and also one of the best songs released by an idol group in 2014. It's very upbeat, but it's also quite understated at the same time. It's one of the best produced songs that VIX has ever released. The vocals of the members blend in a great harmony on the chorus. The smooth sound of the instrumental complements the singing perfectly, and the singing actually transitions really well into the rap. It doesn't sound randomly inserted like the vast majority of Korean pop songs. And despite being of a softer, more restrained EDM variety, the chorus actually has this really bombastic, really anthemic feel to it. And one thing I will say, though, that I am extremely, extremely grateful for as a fan of VIX's songs, is that this song actually does not have one of Ravi, who is the group's rapper, does not have one of his cringe-inducing English intros. So very grateful for that. Stuff like that, stuff like the intro is very awkward, very unnecessary. It's perfectly fine without any of the gimmicks. And honestly, this for the music video of the song as well, it's absolutely stunning from a visual perspective. And this song, it just gets it right. The idea behind the song is that it's wanting to have forever with the one that they love. It's like a dream, a very good dream, but it's like one moment she's there and next she's slipping away. They don't want that dream to end, asking to be taken back. Even if it's a nightmare, it's okay so long as they have their loved ones. So let's check it out now, VIX with Eternity. Yeah. Love is a nightmare. 우린 시작됐어 너의 모든 것을 전부 알고 있기에 난 자신이 있어도 서러워 기분 탓이겠지 낯설어 그게 난 상관없어 놀라워 이렇게 내게 돌아온 거 하라면 돼 나 사랑하지 너무 두렵고 끔찍해 난 모든 곳에 네가 날 막 떠나가 Come back. Oh, 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 oh
도망가는 꿈속 마치 메비우스의 D처럼 걸고 또 도는 우리 둘 역시 넌 다시 나를 떠나려고 한 다시 돌자마자 네 팔을 붙잡아 갈 텐면 가봐 널 향해 두근대는 내 심장 밟고 떠나가봐 Right now
깜찍한 멍에 왔어 우리 전부터 모든 것을 시작해
Vix with Eternity, easily one of the best songs released in recent years, and one of their best. I've heard people call Vix a no-name group even after 3 years in the industry, but they've released just some really, really solid songs, and they've secured their position as one of Korea's leading groups. And it's because that they've just been churning out these great tracks like There's No Tomorrow. And honestly, when they keep releasing solid songs like this, it's actually hard not to like them. And you know, it's just good pop music. There's nothing else to it, and that's also assuming that those three words can actually be used in the same sentence together. Moving on though, next up we have Jolin Tsai, Taiwan's dancing queen, is here once again with something we don't really expect from her. It's this one, the song that I have from her is called Zai Zi Shou, which translates roughly to I Love, I Receive, but its English title is written as I Love, I Embrace. And this one actually, it isn't EDM influenced like a lot of, like most of her recent releases since 2012, but this one I would actually call a power ballad. Maybe I wouldn't go that far, but it's definitely a ballad track. The focus is on her singing, and unlike a lot of other Mandarin ballads, the instrumental is definitely not piano heavy. There is a lot of rock music influence on it, and the standout being that it's got this really ear-catching electric guitar, which forms the basis for the melody and for the song overall. And the lyrics of the song is about keeping her personal life away from prying eyes. Her personal life is her business, who she loves, who she chooses to be with, not anyone else's business. The moments of bliss, of happiness, and the tears and hurts are hers and hers alone. And in the chorus, she actually, in the second verse, sorry, she actually says, "My moments of sweet happiness and lonely sadness are not someone else's novel." So it's the idea that she wants to keep her personal life away from other people's scrutiny. And all that happens in her love life, she will love whoever and whatever happens, she will bear the consequences on her own. So that's coming up next. Jolin Tsai, always a good listening choice. I Love, I Embrace.
什么困扰，顶多是困惑。对我关心那么多，难道我们很熟？我的甜蜜幸福落寞哀愁，不是谁的小说。关于我最最自己的生活，竟如道听途说。时空坠落，浪漫的堕落，狠狠的沉溺，没觉得烟火。坚强的脆弱，我真乐在其中，最后会结成什么果？我自爱自受，我自爱自受。
Jolene Tsai with I Love, I Embrace, showing off her diversity as an artist. Funnily enough, this song and the album that it's on were actually both released around the time when Jolene was dealing with the media prying into her personal life. And she does have a boyfriend right now, a model and an actor who goes by the name of Vivian Dawson, who is half Caucasian, half Taiwanese. And basically, for a very long time, she was dealing with the media, constantly asking her questions about when or if she'll ever get married, her thoughts on having a child outside of marriage, and she essentially just brushing off the media, saying that, you know what, I'm going to love who I love, I'll get married when I decide to get married, and as for having a kid, that is completely unrelated to anything else that's going on right now. Having a kid is my choice. That's essentially all that she's been saying. She has deflected the media extremely well, which is something that not a lot of people can actually do. So maybe, just maybe, this song is actually a reference to the journalists and the news and all the entertainment outlets that have been pestering her for several months and going into a year now. So definitely, if you like Jolene's sound, you can definitely go and check out some more of her music. And up next, I got a song from the always awesome Khalil Fong. The song is called Paris, off his 2014 album Dangerous World. And this one is just a really chill, real mellow. It's a song that you can just put on and kick back and just soak it in a little bit. It's got a really snappy beat that is very similar to classic R&B music. And over the course of the song, he describes certain things that he remembers of an ex-girlfriend, finding a record that she liked sitting on his desk, and on top of that record is a necklace that he had given her, even some old photos on his phone reminiscing about how it seems so long ago that it was their first meeting. And during the chorus, he expresses his wish to go to Paris, even though he doesn't really, as he says, he doesn't really like wine and isn't all that romantic. He says he's going to take some pictures, but he finds that he and his camera actually miss her, the ex-girlfriend, a lot. And the idea behind Paris is that the city is essentially his escape. So let's check that out now. Khalil Fong, Paris.
在楼下买了一杯茶，喝了一口。上一次遇到你好像过了很久。
商量自己的生日卡应该打手红吧，请你替我问候一声你的爸妈，听说你很开心，我早就说不相信有末日，就算有末日不会是那么一回事，其实分手的时候有点像末日，明年我心想去一次巴黎，下定决心要存一点 money， 我不喝酒也不在 a party， 但我想去哪里，我想去哪里，拍拍照拍拍照，我和我的相机还是有点像你，拍拍照拍拍照，虽然不在一起，心里还是有你，你你的甜蜜。突然间一阵风，云后开始下雨，不适合留在这地方，算了回去，出门前未写完的歌让我继续吧，或许要看我明天有没有想法，这是你的旋律，我桌面有你最爱的唱片，放在它上面是你还给我的项链，是时候删除我手机里的相片，明年我心想去一次巴黎，下定决心要存一点 money， 我不喝酒也不在 a party， 但我想去哪里，我想去哪里，拍拍照拍拍照，我和我的相机还是有点像你，拍拍照拍拍照，虽然不在一起，心里还是有你，你你的记忆，在最高的地方看见日落，看见日落，有最美的景，月亮弯弯，月亮弯弯，除了弯弯，地下的世界都在转，每颗心上一个愿望，我的愿望，传说最浪漫的地方，就算在我的梦里都那么美丽，明年我心想去一次巴黎，下定决心要存一点 money， 我不喝酒也不在 a party， 但我想去哪里，我想去哪里，想去一次巴黎，下定决心要存一点 money， 过了喝酒 oh girl I'm so sorry， 可我忘不掉你，我忘不掉你，拍拍照拍拍照，我和我的相机还是有点像你，拍拍照拍拍照，虽然不在一起，心里还是有你，你你
new show is coming to town. The Dusty Flowerpot Cabaret invite you all to attend the 1955 musical extravaganza, The Scarlet Queen of Mercy. This extraordinary theatrical event came from one spark of inspiration. What if our audience was cast as the extras in a B-movie musical? What's more, if you come dressed to the nines in the style of the times, you could be moved to the VIP section or pulled into the action on stage. This is a fully immersive, totally original, and completely unforgettable event. The Scarlet Queen of Mercy will be at the iconic Russian Hall at 600 Campbell Street in Strathcona. Shows run from May 14th to 17th, 21st to 24th, and a holdover possibility for May 28th to 31st. All shows are at 8 p.m.
Did you know that the UBC Bookstore collects food for the AMS Food Bank? If you would like to contribute, please bring your non-perishable food items to the bookstore and drop them off in the box near the front cash area. For more information, check out ams.ubc.ca under services.
Recording. Back here live on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break, we heard from the always amazing Khalil Fong. This one is one more song that proves he is one of Mandopop's few true R&B artists. He is one of the few people I've heard who really gets the classic R&B sound down. Go and check out some more of his music if you're interested in something that isn't the cookie-cutter pop stuff. Next up, I have a song by Korean girl group EXID with their new song, Aw Yeah. This song is definitely not the typical Korean girl group song, and it actually is really similar to their song Up and Down, or We Are in Korean, which was released in 2014. And that was actually the song which had been blowing up for a little while earlier on in this year, and it was the one that kicked them into fame. It features this groovy saxophone line, much like Up and Down, and also has this bombastic chorus. But what is different about this track from Up and Down is that, unlike the overexposure of the rapper that could be heard in the previous song, the rap verses and the singing verses have a back and forth. And what that really does is emphasize this difference of behavior, I guess you could say, that is portrayed in this song, because it's kind of addressing this guy, and the singing kind of questions a dude who's stumbling around a bit, not really knowing how to talk to these ladies, and then the rap, during which the beat actually changes up into this really hard-hitting, gritty, very urban type of beat, calls out the guy for doing all of that and saying that he's just pretending and that they, the ladies, absolutely hate what he's doing. So this one is, again, it's a really interesting one, and it sounds a little disjointed, but all of that has a purpose, and they've actually done a pretty good job of trying to recreate the magic of Up and Down. Also, if you know about EXID and how they've been blowing up recently, then check out the music video for this song, and you'll see that it actually contains a lot of references to Up and Down and addresses the reasons and what it was about that particular song that shot them up to the top of the charts. That's coming up next, and after that, we will have our Canadian Artist of the Week. It's Gentleman's Vibe with Cuffing Season.
Good. school love. That ride off in the night type love. 1950s, black and white, movie type. Just my type of love. Yeah, you just my type of love. Yeah, yeah, this my type of love. Red my Camaro, red my Camaro. 80 miles towards tomorrow. She all that let me.
Let me go there.
Red my Camaro, red my Camaro. 80 miles towards tomorrow. She all that let me.
Sosa, that'll make you mad like it's supposed to. Now we gon' argue till dawn, but after have sex on the sofa. Classic, she plastic, let me have it. Granted, she bad shit, she the baddest. Bounce in the beat like a mattress. Fine like a dime, she shine like jasmine shit. For you, I would probably skip town. Ever met a bae, hella down. Summertime cool shit, always come around. Just kick it, even roll that loud. Like, hold up, you in love, right? Couple shots, so we're gone like we're drunk, drunk, drunk in love. You my Yonsei, babe, you a mystery, baby. I'm a song,
that old school love, that ride off in the night type love. 1950s, black and white, movie type. Just my type of love, yeah, you just my type of love. Yeah, yeah, this my type of love. Red my Camaro, red my Camaro. 80 miles towards tomorrow, she all that let me.
Let me go there.
Red my Camaro, red my Camaro. 80 miles towards tomorrow, she all that let me.
Shower, hands pressed to the wall. Stressing for more, but let me stress that she the best of them all. I'm slain to tomorrow, till we get complaints next door. Till I know I scored, but we did it to the point where I can't keep score. All these hot summer nights when we know that it's mad real. Downtown girl, bright lights up in Granville. Easy on the eyes, black summer nights, red wine and some Maxwell. She got them pretty wings, if this man felt like when she got my back. Kind of love we built from scratch. Classic love, we'll throw that back.
To sweat if they shoot at us, I'll take one for you. Cause I'll show you, darling. It's love or die trying. You love that, I'm about that. You need some, I got that. We got that.
Girl, we got that throwback love. That old school love. That ride off in the night type love. 1950s, black and white. Movie type. Just my type of love. Yeah, you just my type of love. Yeah, yeah, this my type of love. Girl, we got that.
Bring it back.
That ride off in the night type love. 1950s, black and white, movie type. Just my type of love. Yeah, you just my type of love. Yeah, yeah, this my type of love.
Yeah,
yeah,
this my type of love.
That was Gentleman's Vibe with Cuffing Season, and right before that, we heard Korean girl group EXID with Ah Yeah. Gentleman's Vibe song is played in honor of the end of cuffing season, and for those not familiar with the term cuffing season, it refers to the period of the year where the weather is a little bit colder, and people who would normally rather be single find themselves wanting to be in a relationship, hence the term cuffed. However, the song is not about cuffing season itself. It's actually more runs with the idea of having a girl that they could have arguments with, but will still be willing to do just about anything for her. But it's cuffing season in the sense that it's the type of girl that they just want to be with. So go and show Gentleman's Vibe lots of love. They're Vancouver-based, so show definitely you want to show our locals some love. That's what we do here at CITR 101.9 FM. We just spread the love for the local music scene. And up next is the segment where we talk about some of the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world with Asian Entertainment News. And first up, Korean rapper Black Nut causes great laughter on Show Me the Money 4. Recently in South Korea, the reality rap competition show Show Me the Money, which is currently about to embark on its fourth season, has been holding auditions for contestants. Korean underground rapper Black Nut made an appearance on the show to audition for one of the spots amongst the 18 contestants. During his performance, he went a little bit crazy. There are reports of him grabbing Judge Zico by the collar, then spinning around while he was rapping, forgetting his lyrics, and then as a finisher, he pulled down his pants. Black Nut is the same rapper who was known for making a song dedicated to underground rapper Benzino. In that song, he declared his admiration and love for Benzino, talking about how he wishes he had Benzino's voice, music, popularity, and the long lineups at his shows, amongst other things. And according to other sources, Black Nut did make it past the first round of auditions. And I talked a lot in the past little bit about this reality competition show called Unpretty Rap Star, which was focused on these female MCs. And Show Me the Money was kind of the precursor to that, because Unpretty Rap Star was actually inspired by Show Me the Money, a rap competition show. And it's similar, kind of in a way, to American Idol, I guess you could say, where they have these contestants come up one by one and they either freestyle or they rap a verse that they had prepared beforehand in front of a panel of judges who are all coming from different record labels, actually. And the judges, depending on whether or not they like them, would give kind of the pass and fail by clicking a button. And then I haven't actually paid attention to this show before, but honestly, if this is the type of thing that Show Me the Money has got going for it, just for the pure drama, the amounts of laughter that I could get from watching this show, it would be absolutely amazing, because it's reality television after all. You can't really claim that it's legitimate in any kind of way. But I do appreciate that South Korea has a show, has these platforms dedicated to bringing attention to some of these underground rappers. But this season, I think it's just going to be pure laughter, because if Black Nut does make it through, it'd be worth it just to watch him go crazy and just make everybody say, "What?" Okay. Anyway, moving on though, the fifth Festival of Chinese Cinema in France has recently opened up in Paris, and it opened up Monday night with guests of honor being French actor Danny Boone and Chinese actress and director Xu Jinglei. Of all the films produced and released in China between 2014 and 2015, about 10 of them were selected for this year's festival, including the opening film Somewhere Only We Know, directed by guest of honor Xu Jinglei. The film is a romantic comedy filmed entirely in Prague and was released to Chinese audiences in February of 2015. The film, shown in about 46 cities in the U.S., quickly became the most popular Chinese film across the Atlantic in 5 years. As in previous years, the film professional meetings are scheduled for May 16th in Cannes. During the time and all of their roundtable discussions, participants will talk about matters of common interest, such as the release of co-production films and commercial film exhibitions in both countries. The fifth edition of the Chinese Film Festival in France will run from May 11th to June 30th, 2015, and will go to cities such as Paris, Strasbourg, Lyon, Cannes, Biarritz, and Reunion Island. So, I've talked about news like this a lot in the past, and the reason being is just because it's just a really good opportunity for Chinese cinema to really expose itself to audiences outside of its borders. And recently, there has been a lot of love and a lot of interest in Chinese cinema and the Chinese film industry. And a lot of people from the West have been investing in it. They've been looking to produce films there and work with these Chinese directors, producers, and actors. And it's just a good opportunity for everyone. The Chinese films get to be seen by audiences elsewhere, and the Chinese actors can finally be taken seriously. Well, hopefully, maybe they can finally be taken seriously as actors and not just gimmicky kung fu stars. And this is just a good development overall. Hopefully, this is another step in the continued growth of Asian pop culture, cinema, all of that good stuff. And it looks like this year, Chinese film is really set and really poised to take away some of the major awards at all the film festivals, not just this one in France. And that will actually do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next week when we cover some more news stories from the Asian entertainment world. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Stick around, guys. Don't go anywhere.
Be sure to come check us out May 22nd for the Crimes and Treasons 12-year anniversary and CITR 101.9 FM fundraiser.
We're going to be having a live taping of Crimes and Treasons that'll be broadcasted live on 101.9 FM. We're going to have freestyles from Young Brazed, Rebel Radio 1, Dream Dior.
And also we're going to have some special DJ sets throughout the night. We have Cash of Money, we have Homeboy Jules, Relly Rels, Owa Boa, Wataru, and many more.
We'll also be doing a photography show called Shots Fired, shots of crazy scenes all around the world.
Be sure to come check us out. Tickets are only $10, and they will go to support CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Check us out at 8 p.m. at Fortune Sound Club on May 22nd.
That's 147 East Pender Street in Vancouver, B.C. Be there.
Sit back, relax.
Don't miss Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, with plenty of funk, soul, surf, and more music. Wednesdays, 8 to 10 a.m. at 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter, at Jack Velvet Radio. Find us online at jackvelvet.net.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and next up I have a song from the Mandarin music industry, and it's by Cindy Yen, a Taiwanese-American R&B singer-songwriter signed to Jay Chou's record label, and she was the first one to ever be signed by his company. And the song that I have from her today is from her new album, Fight for Love, and it's called Fly Tonight. And this one is a little bit different from what we've come to expect from Cindy, who actually, when she first entered the music industry, was actually turned away by a lot of record label executives for being too R&B. So this one is more in the typical pop formula. It's got a little bit more of an EDM and electro feel to it, and it's just very upbeat. It's called Fly Tonight, and it's just a very uplifting and very cheery song. So I'm going to play that for you, and then we're going to see and we're going to talk a little bit about this afterwards. So that's Cindy Yen, Fly Tonight, coming up next. Cindy N with Fly Tonight. Very pumpy song, very bright, very lighthearted, just good fun. And the idea behind the song is that she's saying fly tonight because it is a love song, and she's talking about how being with the one that she loves, it's like they shouldn't have any worries, and they just go forward together, and being with them, it's like, she actually says, quite literally, being with that person, it's like her heart has been shot straight into outer space. And the idea behind it is that fly tonight, leave all the restraints behind, let's go forward towards their future together, and it's just a good pop song overall. I will say one thing, though, is that I can't believe that still in 2015, there's still these dubstep breakdowns in these songs, and that's just not cool. Seriously, it just wrecks with the flow. Composers, producers, stop doing that, really. And no, I don't hate dubstep, but yes, I guess you could say that I heartily dislike it. Moving on, though, I have a song from the Korean underground hip-hop world, and it's by AOMG's Loco. And it features R&B singer Crush. It's his first ever single under the AOMG label called Gamma, which translates roughly to rap, in the sense that, like, oh, wrap up the burrito, that kind of rap. Not necessarily the rap, or it's just not the rap of, yo, I'm a rap. No, but anyway, the idea behind the song is that Gamma, hold me tight, it's extremely, extremely intimate. It's like, oh, it's been a long day. Just settle down, hold me, close your eyes, and just hug me. Stuff like that. It's very intimate song, got a very smooth feeling to it. And the thing that really stuck out to me when I first heard the song was not Loco's flow, which is actually a very unique and unheard of flow, but it's the really slick chorus that you have Crush singing on the chorus with just his soulful vocals, and just creates this really good classic hip-hop feeling that's actually very reminiscent of the early 2000s, when a lot of the hip-hop songs did just have these R&B guys singing the chorus. So let's check it out now. Loco featuring Crush, Gamma, Hold Me Tight.
Don't let go. 만날 시간은 많아. 오늘따라 밤이 차갑지만 곁에 있어 괜찮아. 편하게 눈 감아 내 곁에 누워도 돼. 두 손을 꽉 잡고 my baby. Baby 난 너만 돼.
분해 가능한 둘의 이야기야. 나 때문에 너의 하루가 더 즐거웠으면 좋겠어. 난 하지 않아 절대 말로만 거짓은 하나도 안 못했어.
Loco featuring Crush, Gamma, Hold Me Tight, and it was actually produced by Loco's AOMG label mate, Gray, who we've talked about a lot in recent weeks, and how amazing that production is. It's got this really bombastic, really hard-hitting, very bassy drum line, very urban sound to it. Gray has just got this very consistent and really good style to his productions, so you definitely want to go and check out AOMG, check out Loco, Jay Park, and everyone else on the AOMG label, and to use their motto, follow the movement. They've definitely come a long way since they started off. Actually, when Jay Park founded the name AOMG, it was actually derived from a b-boy crew that he has been in since before he had actually debuted as a singer, called AOM, or Art of Movement. So they've come a long way. They've paid their dues, and they've been grinding like nothing else. So definitely, like I said, follow the movement. Check out more of AOMG. Moving on, though, I have a very, very special track from the Korean industry, and it's by BoA, B-O-A, who is regarded as the queen of Korean pop music. But this particular song, though, I wouldn't really call it pop because it's not really keeping with the style that people have come to associate with Korean pop music. The song is called Who Are You, and it features Gecko of Dynamic Duo. She wrote and composed this song by herself, and the idea behind it is that it's actually addressing the topic of first love. Who are you, in the sense that she sees this person who just takes her breath away, and just like, oh my god, like, it's shaking her heart up a little bit. She's not sure. She's getting nervous. She's starting to hesitate a little bit. And the one question that sticks out is, who are you? So let's check it out now. It's got this really nice, smooth R&B feel, which is something that I can most definitely appreciate. And I'm actually very excited about.
this is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of
cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember,